AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now, it's our monthly segment with YWCA Greenwich. Kathy Seiden will join me. And then at the bottom of the hour, Greenwich Board of Estimate and Taxation Budget Committee Chair Leslie Tarkington with a meeting recap. WGCH, New Center Time, 7:51. Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me now. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What are some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
Okay, well, we had several pre-applications. The first one was the temporary fire station, which is in the Horseneck parking lot. And what they want to do is actually make this into a permanent building for a small engine shop. So the Department of Public Works was before the commission last night to talk about that, and the commission was a tad bit concerned because this has been touted as a temporary building the entire time that the it's been there, and it's not a particularly attractive building, and it is right in the kind of center of town when people get off the train and that kind of thing. So the commission made a lot of questions about improving its aesthetic, and also questions about if it was constructed temporary, why don't they just tear it down and build a proper permanent building? So a lot of issues there that will have to be addressed, particularly having to do with flood zone and rehabbing the building that way. So we'll see what they come back with. Then there was a grooming, daycare, and training and boarding facility for dogs that was discussed at 1340 East Putnam Avenue. That was well received. Same for an emergency veterinary clinic at 409 East Putnam Avenue. Again, these are pre-applications, and the commission just gave a few comments here and there, but well received. 151 Hamilton Avenue. This is historic overlay residential office currently, and they would like to just make it a regular historic overlay, forgetting the office. They just want to build a building in the back. There's a big green swath, a landscaping swath in the back that the commission was concerned about and wanted to move the structures closer together, but told them to go before the Historic District Commission before they come back to us. And then on the other side of town, the Greenwich Medical Spa, the three-way shopping center, the Riverside Shopping Center, they want to expand down to the lower level. Their current location was unfortunately part of the fire that occurred several months back, so they're looking to do a big rehab, and that was well received too. And then we moved into our regular meeting, and we started with the sublease between the town of Greenwich and the Greenwich Adult Daycare Center, which would be in favor of a group called Open Arts Alliance. That was approved. The commission did ask that the RTM consider language within the lease that said that they weren't allowed to have events at the same time that the Greenwich Adult Daycare was operational, simply because that parking lot is tight over there. That's where Gopher is also. But needless to say, it was approved and moved forward. There is an extension on Binney Lane, which was approved. The 200 Pemberwick Road, the Cedar School, that's been before the commission before. Had a couple of things to tidy up, and that was approved last night. So a good meeting. And then we moved into the public hearing. We started off with an equal area exchange. I believe this one was actually postponed, as was the YWCA, which then took us to Bruce Museum. They're looking to enlarge and enclose an approved exterior deck. There was a lot of conversation about the architecture. That was left open, and they were sent to the Architectural Review Committee, and then they'll be back to the commission at an upcoming meeting. Then we had a final re-subdivision, which was the merger of two lots, and the commission found that that was acceptable to merge them, and so that was approved. And then the 491 Riversville Road Estate Trust, that was postponed, so we didn't hear that, which brought us to the main event of the evening, which was the Greenwich Hospital Smilo Center. There are two main issues that are a big concern to the commission. The first is how the parking is managed, and there was a lot of discussion about that and a lot of concern. And the second is the treatment of the corner of the building itself. They have done a lot of improvements since it first came in, but the commission is still not satisfied with how that looks. They have designed the building to be sort of the Greenwich Hospital campus, and the commission doesn't like that approach, and they want the building to be designed so it's more seamless with the neighborhood, if that makes sense. Neighborhoods are, of course, paramount importance to the commission, and I think that message came out loud and clear. So things like retaining the existing stone wall that's there instead of building a new one, and really beefing up the landscaping and changing the architecture so that it's more in keeping with the neighborhood as opposed to the hospital, making it give a campus feel. So two big items, and that was left open.
All right, fantastic. Good. Sounds like a very productive meeting.
Yes, quite, and long.
And long. Okay, and when's the next meeting, and what's on the agenda tentatively?
Okay, so our next meeting will be June 22nd, and at that meeting, I think we'll have the moderate income housing at 585 and 600 back before us, and I think that's really the 16 Prospect Drive will be back before us also, and I think also 44 to 48 West Putnam Avenue, that's the site plan for the residential units. I always call it the old bowling alley, but you'd have to have lived here for a long time to know what I was talking about, but the one in Central Greenwich.
All right. Well, don't age yourself there, you know.
Yes, right.
All right, Katie. Well, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much. Great job.
And great. Thank you, Tony.
Talk to you after the next meeting. Take care.
Wonderful. Thanks. Bye.
That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, joining us.